My name is Kenny Dial, and you're probably wondering, is this next interview really about pens and stickers? And yes, it absolutely is. Jacqueline and Yasmin with FinPen have become a huge presence at all the trade shows, but more importantly, in the scuba lifestyle. You'll see their stuff in all the local dive shops, resort gift shops, and it's stuff that you don't see everywhere else. These people are divers. They're marine biologists. It shows. They're a real vibe. I actually had a few people asking me to do this interview, and once I saw them for the first time, I could see why. So, I hope you enjoy the show. Yasmin.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you and Jacqueline run FinPen.
Yes.
And you do the design.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Art.
I draw everything.
So you draw everything?
Everything, yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration?
A lot of it is from Jacqueline herself, because, you know, she does, like, Turtle Patrol, and, like, we follow a bunch of different accounts with all sorts of, like, cool ocean critters. And so she'll often just send me a picture of something, and she'll be like, oh my gosh, look at this, we need to draw it, we need to sell it, like if it's like a conch, or like, who knows, some horseshoe crab, or some obscure sea slug. And then we have a really long list of things I still need to draw, of just really cool ocean animals, like sargassum, frogfish, and everything, so there's
a lot.
You
have to know your species, because like, you guys are finding some quirky stuff out there.
Yeah, like we have a batfish and all sorts of little animals that are just
so you're not just doing dolphins and great whites and orcas and the spotted eagle rays. Like you have all that.
Yeah.
Like she was saying, you're doing the lesser knowns and you guys bring them out.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
What's your process? Because obviously you're very successful at it.
Oh, thanks.
And a lot of people would love to be able to do that. For an artist, you kind of have a dream job, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. So I have two jobs, a full-time job outside of this, where I'm in like marketing, communication.
So you're lazy and you don't like to work. I got it.
yeah. For me, I'm one of those folks where if it was full-time just this, it feels like a little bit more pressure, but this is like my passion project with my best friend where we just enjoy it. We make people laugh. For the past 2 days, we've had so many people laugh at the puns on our stickers on that table over there, and it's just, oh, thanks.
I mean, you really blend it in, because it's one thing to have cute art, right?
Yeah.
But your execution of it.
Thanks.
And you guys, you have funny things, and you also, you have your finger on the pulse of some pop culture.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call Zisu pop culture, but you have your, it's been out for a while, and it definitely has a cult following.
Yeah.
And you guys definitely specialize in that too.
Yeah, we have Jaws stuff.
Yeah.
We're ocean nerds ourselves. So like, you know, we're like, we got to do a jaguar shark because we love Life Aquatic.
By the way, high five.
Thanks. You know, we're nerds ourselves, so we just make whatever, you know, we feel like we need to have for ourselves. And we're cat ladies. Jacqueline has 5 cats. I have 2. So you'll notice a lot of like scuba and like ocean themed cat things.
Oh, a cat with a dive helmet on it.
Yeah.
Why not? I did notice.
Yes. Yeah. They're all based on our own cats too.
What is your specific, out of everything you've ever made, what's your favorite? You only get to take one with you on a mission to Mars that you're not coming back from. You get to take one piece of art. Which one is it?
Oh, that's really hard. If it's Mars specifically, I would do the cowfish with the spaceship, just because it would be on point. It's space, it's a cowfish being abducted by aliens.
Okay, all right. You did good. See, there you are with your puns again.
Yes.
Show the camera there.
I would bring this to Mars.
Okay, I got to get you out of space here. I don't know how to do this. You only get to take one with you. The one you want... Okay, this is going morbid here, and I'm so sorry. The one that goes in your casket.
Oh, no, because, you know, we have a whale fall sticker.
Oh, gosh.
So, like...
You didn't even hesitate.
No, I would choose the whale fall because it's a dead whale, and then we've got the little, like... sea stars and little critters that feed off of the whale. It's its own ecosystem. So,
okay.
I mean, absolutely. If I'm being buried with it, that would be like on point.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to screw it. Which one's your favorite?
It's hard.
You have to pick one. Those are the rules.
I would probably pick one of the cat ones. I would do the summertime cat sticker because it reminds me of my cat, Olivia. It's this great, with the shark floaty.
How did you find that fast?
This is based on my cat, Olivia. And I would miss my cat, like if I went to space or if I died. So.
All right, I use that
overall favorite.
Do you miss your cat right now?
I do.
It's
on it right now.
Which one do you feel like was your biggest accomplishment? Like a hard one to do and you pulled it off, art-wise?
The batfish. She's snickering over there, Jacqueline. This guy. That was hard.
Yeah, like, but you made it work.
Thanks.
Yeah, because they're just kind of like on the bottom.
Yeah, they got
right?
these weird legs and they got these like lips. And you got to do it justice, right? And it's one of those fish where you're like, so much effort.
Yeah, no, you did it. You did it.
Thanks.
What's one coming that we haven't seen yet that you can tell us about?
Well, I need to do frogfish, that's for sure. I haven't started it yet. Frogfish are hard.
You do get the underdogs in here, don't you?
We do. And people ask for them. I mean, we love it too. I mean, our new cuttlefish pins, they color change in the sun, the heat, just like real cuttlefish, they change colors.
Yeah, well, we love the cuddles.
We have 4 different color changing ones. We have to have flamboyance cuttlefish.
Gotta be flamboyant.
Yeah. I mean, we have fun. And then we did like rainbow orcas, all different colors. Just, I moved to Seattle area, so we had to do salmon. So that's a big one. So we're also about what's local too.
That's awesome. So you enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yasmin, thanks for coming on. I appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, always. We love seeing you. We love your logos. It's great.
Get out
we
of
love
here.
Ted, your little puppy.
And we will see you at DEMA in November in New Orleans.
Yeah, we will.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you later.
Thanks for watching and hope you enjoyed that episode with Yasmin, co-owner of FinPen. I interviewed Jacqueline just a few episodes back at the same SharkCon trade show, so make sure to catch that one as well. That's season 3, episode 11. Thanks for watching and I hope you have a great day or a great night. If you want to support my channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. We have all the good stuff like the shirts, the hats, the stickers, everything. Autographed kids books are on there and wholesale opportunities for retailers. Don't forget we're on almost every major channel, put out daily content, new stuff all the time. I'm on live all the time, so hopefully I'll see you on either TikTok, Kenny_Dial, Instagram, Sweetwater_Scuba, Facebook, just search me, or just search me in the browser, Kenny Dial. One of those should come up. Finally, the YouTube channel has all the podcasts and all of the short form stuff. It actually kind of has everything in one spot. Either way, I hope to see you on one of these apps, on one of these pages. Whatever connects us to the underwater world, I hope to see you there. Let's show the rest of the world the rest of the world.